Best Yu-Gi-Oh! Accessories 2026, Japanese size sleeves, deck boxes, and tournament kit. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy Japanese size opaque sleeves, matching spares, one hard deck box that holds the main, extra, and side decks without crushing them, and a flat playmat. Do not buy standard size gameplay sleeves by mistake. For tier 2 and higher events, sleeves are required and double sleeving is legal only as one clear layer plus one opaque layer with opposite openings. Yu-Gi-Oh! Punishes vague accessory shopping. The cards are Japanese size. The tournament policy cares about uniform sleeves, and a complete event loadout includes more than the main deck. Dax's rule is simple: protect the legal object you are actually carrying, not the dramatic deck photo in your head. This guide separates the must-haves from collector theater, explains the current sleeve rules in plain English, and gives a 10-minute pre-event check that prevents the most embarrassing kind of first-round loss, one caused by your packaging. What accessories do you actually need for Yu-Gi-Oh? Your first kit is one pack of opaque Japanese-sized sleeves, matching spares, a rigid deck box, and a clean mat. The main deck uses 40 to 60 cards, the extra deck up to 15, and the side deck up to 15. That means a 60-sleeve pack may cover the main deck but not the full event loadout. Keep the main and side deck in identical sleeves. The extra deck may use a different sleeve design, which is useful when you want instant zone recognition. Carry at least 5 unused matching spares in the same box. A damaged corner can become a marked card concern even when the damage was innocent. Count the complete configuration before shopping: main plus side plus extra plus spares. A 40-card main deck with a 15-card side deck already consumes 55 matching sleeves before replacements. The separately sleeved extra deck can add another 15. Buying by deck photograph instead of legal card count is how a new player ends up resleeving everything at midnight. What size sleeves fit Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards? Dragon Shield lists Japanese size sleeves for cards up to 59x86, that is the category you want. Under current KDE tournament policy, sleeves must be identical in color, wear, and design within each deck. Card faces must remain visible. Reflective or holographic fronts are not allowed, and every card must face the same direction. Double sleeving is legal with exactly one additional clear sleeve, placed so the two sleeve openings face opposite directions. Do not improvise a third layer. At competitive events, the head judge has final authority over whether a sleeve combination is acceptable. After sleeving, fan the deck under a bright lamp and compare every back. Manufacturing batches can differ slightly, and a few heavily handled sleeves can become shinier than the rest. Shuffle 10 times, inspect the corners, and replace anything that catches. The goal is not paranoia, it is making the sleeve layer disappear so the duel, rather than the packaging, receives attention. Do not arrive with exactly 40 sleeves carry matching unused spares. One split or scuff sleeve should be a 30-second replacement, not a tournament negotiation. Which deck box holds a complete legal Yu-Gi-Oh! Loadout? A box should hold the sleeved main deck, extra deck, side deck, spares, and a small divider without letting cards rattle. A compact hard shell such as the Boulder 100 Plus leaves useful capacity without forcing dice against card edges. Store counters separately when they can grind against sleeves. Test the loaded box at home, turn it gently upside down while closed, open it, and look for bowed cards or loose movement. The box label is a capacity clue, not a promise about your exact sleeve thickness. Use dividers to make the three legal groups unmistakable. You should be able to remove the main deck without dragging the side deck with it, and present the extra deck without sorting by memory. If the lid presses on the cards, choose a larger case. If the cards ricochet inside, add a soft divider rather than loose dice or hard acrylic tokens. Do you need a Yu-Gi-Oh! Playmat? A playmat protects cards from rough tables and makes sleeved cards easier to lift. A plain mat also travels across formats and avoids busy artwork under dense board states. Printed zones can help a beginner, but the rules still live in your play, not in the ink on the rubber. Roll the mat artwork outward in a tube to reduce edge curl. In humid climates, let a damp mat dry completely before storage. Trapping moisture beside a deck is an impressively efficient way to make expensive cardboard unhappy. At home, practice placing the zones consistently even on an unprinted mat. Leave enough clearance that cards in adjacent zones cannot be mistaken for one another, and keep the extra deck visually separate. A zone-printed mat is a useful teaching rail. A neutral mat is the longer-lived purchase when several games share one bag. How do you check a Yu-Gi-Oh deck before an event? Count the main, extra, and side decks. Compare sleeve backs under the same light. Replace split corners. Confirm every card faces the same way. Separate tokens from playable cards. Put your deck list, identification, water, and matching spare sleeves in the bag before you begin decorating it. The useful test is not whether the kit looks tournament ready. It is whether you can sit down, present the deck, find the side deck, replace a sleeve, and begin without searching three compartments. Then rehearse the first minute. Open the box, place the mat, identify each deck, and put the spares where they can be reached without emptying the bag. Photograph the final layout. That photograph is both a packing checklist and a quiet confidence boost when the local store feels louder than expected. Which Yu-Gi-Oh! Accessories can wait until after 10 games? Wait on premium art sleeves, oversleeves, multi-deck luggage, display slabs, and branded counters until your habits identify a real job. Art sleeves can benefit from oversleeves, but they also add thickness and cost. A giant case for 6 theoretical decks is simply a bulky way to carry one actual deck. Buy the first upgrade when you can complete this sentence. I need this because the current kit fails when, if the sentence ends in aesthetics alone, enjoy the purchase as decoration, but do not call it essential. Final verdict. Buy the correctly sized opaque sleeves and matching spares first, then one rigid box and a quiet mat. Yu-Gi-Oh! Accessories succeed when they remove event friction. Anything else is optional theater. Frequently asked questions. What size sleeves fit Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards? Use Japanese size or small card sleeves. Dragon Shield describes the category as fitting cards up to 59x86. Are sleeves required at Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments? Current KDE policy requires sleeves at Tier 2 and higher events. Lower tier local policy can vary, but uniform opaque sleeves remain the practical default. Can Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards be double-sleeved? Yes. Use no more than 2 sleeves, one clear layer and one opaque layer, with their openings facing opposite directions. Can the extra deck use different sleeves? Yes. The extra deck may use a different sleeve design from the main and side decks, but every extra deck sleeve must match the others. How many sleeves should I buy? Count the main deck up to 15 extra deck cards up to 15 side deck cards and matching spares. A 60-count pack may not cover the full event loadout. Do I need a Yu-Gi-Oh! Playmat? No, but it protects cards, improves pickup, and clarifies a dense table. Printed zones are helpful teaching aids, not a substitute for knowing the rules. What belongs in a first tournament bag? Deck, extra and side decks, matching spare sleeves, mat, legal counters or dice, deck list if required, identification and water. Are official art sleeves worth it? They can be delightful, but some players oversleeve them to protect the artwork. Test thickness and event legality before building the whole kit around them. How do I know whether my Yu-Gi-Oh! Sleeves are tournament ready? Count the complete main, side, and extra deck configuration, then inspect every sleeve back and corner under the same light. Replace wear, confirm matching direction, carry unused matching spares, and ask the head judge before play if an unusual art, inner sleeve, or oversleeve combination could create doubt.